This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Indiana enacts hospital price caps as states challenge healthcare cost growth. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pierkakakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Indiana has become one of the first U.S. states to implement direct price regulation on hospital charges to employers, marking a significant shift in how state governments address healthcare cost inflation. The initiative, championed by Indiana's Republican governor, positions price regulation as a necessary intervention in a market the governor characterizes as operating like an unregulated utility. Key takeaways: Indiana has enacted hospital price caps targeting charges to employers, a rare state-level intervention in healthcare pricing. The policy reflects growing bipartisan concern about healthcare cost growth outpacing wage and economic growth. The approach challenges traditional hospital pricing autonomy and may prompt similar regulatory efforts in other states. Price regulation: Indiana becomes one of the first states to implement direct caps on hospital charges to employers, signaling a new model of healthcare cost control. State-level healthcare cost regulation: a new frontier. Indiana's price cap policy reflects growing state intervention in healthcare pricing, a shift from market-based approaches. Price regulation interventions 50 cent, states with cost transparency mandates 45 cents, states monitoring hospital pricing 82 cent. Source: State Healthcare Policy Analysis, Georgian Medical Journal News. The Indiana model: direct price intervention. According to reporting from KFF Health News, Indiana's approach represents a departure from traditional market-based healthcare regulation. The state has moved beyond transparency requirements and cost monitoring to implement enforceable price caps on hospital charges to employers. Indiana's Republican governor characterized the intervention as economically necessary, stating that government has to intervene because healthcare is run like an unregulated utility. This framing reflects a pragmatic approach to market failure, wherein competitive forces have failed to constrain prices for large institutional purchasers such as employers and their health plans. Market dynamics and price escalation. Hospital consolidation and market concentration in recent decades have reduced competitive pressure on pricing in many U.S. regions. When hospitals operate with significant local market share, employers often have limited ability to negotiate favorable rates, and insurance premiums rise accordingly. Price regulation addresses this asymmetry directly. Rather than relying on purchasing power or market transparency to moderate prices, the state establishes binding limits on what hospitals may charge for services. This represents a health policy approach more common in regulated utilities, electricity, water, telecommunications, than in healthcare markets, which have historically relied on competition and information disclosure. Implications for healthcare systems and employers. For employers, price regulation may reduce premium growth by constraining hospital revenue expansion. However, hospitals argue that price caps may limit investment in capital equipment, workforce expansion, and service development. The long-term effects on care quality, access, and innovation remain uncertain and will require monitoring. Indiana's policy also carries implications for quality and safety. Price regulation must be designed to avoid unintended consequences. If caps are set too low relative to efficient cost structures, hospitals may reduce services, defer maintenance, or compromise staffing levels. Conversely, if caps are set too high, they provide limited cost relief to employers. Indiana's hospital price cap policy represents a direct state intervention in healthcare pricing, a regulatory approach that challenges market-based models and reflects growing concern about healthcare cost escalation outpacing general economic growth. 2024. What this means for patients: price regulation may moderate health insurance premium growth for employer-sponsored coverage, potentially improving affordability for workers. However, patients should monitor whether reduced hospital revenue affects service availability or quality in their regions. For clinicians, hospital pricing regulation may influence resource allocation and staffing decisions. Clinicians should engage with hospital leadership to ensure that cost containment does not compromise clinical capacity or patient safety. For policymakers, Indiana's approach provides evidence on state-level price regulation efficacy. Policymakers should monitor outcomes, including premium trends, hospital investment, service utilization, and quality metrics, to inform regulatory design in other states considering similar interventions. Frequently asked questions: how do hospital price caps differ from price transparency mandates? Price transparency requires hospitals to disclose rates publicly, enabling informed comparison and negotiation. Price caps, by contrast, establish legal limits on what hospitals may charge, regardless of market demand or negotiating power. Indiana's approach is more restrictive and represents direct regulatory intervention, whereas transparency relies on market information to drive competition. Will price caps reduce healthcare costs for individuals? Price caps on hospital charges to employers may reduce employer health insurance premiums, benefiting workers with employer-sponsored coverage. However, effects on out-of-pocket costs, deductibles, and access depend on how insurers adjust coverage in response. Individuals without employer coverage, self-insured or uninsured, may see limited direct benefit. What risks do hospital price caps pose? Price caps that exceed efficient cost structures may provide limited benefit. Conversely, caps set too low may discourage hospital investment in technology, equipment, and workforce, potentially affecting care quality and access. Hospitals may also shift costs to other payers or services not covered by regulation, reducing policy effectiveness. As Indiana implements its price cap policy, the outcomes will inform national dialogue on healthcare cost control. If the policy successfully moderates premium growth without reducing service quality or access, other states may adopt similar approaches. Conversely, if unintended consequences emerge, such as reduced investment or service cutbacks, policymakers may reconsider direct regulation in favor of enhanced transparency or purchasing power reforms. Continued monitoring and transparent evaluation of this policy experiment will be essential for evidence-based healthcare regulation nationwide. Source: Indiana Takes on Powerful Hospitals by Capping Prices They Charge Employers, KFF Health News.